Tafresh mem hey sif beis. Nifrit zu olav. Who? This concept of nifrit zu olav, which passes the lulav, is she dal dalu mishidjo yishalulav kali chayroyis. According to this pshat, the leaves are separated from the lulav completely, like this alu chayroyis, which explains the hainu she einam oilam in ashidjo el tluim mamata. It's even worse than the regular open palm branch, that they're facing downwards. They're so opened up. And so this is possible. Ramos says, Kol shekeinim nifritu v'nekru l'mata min ha-shidra, the posel fi ogdana. Surely if they're ripped out, and then even if you tie them back together, but since the leaves are ripped off the shidra, the lulav is posel. Cheinim niskashu alam ke'etz v'en yichol l'chavim el ha-shidra posel. Like we said, a lulav is a very young palm branch. As it gets older, the leaves start separating and it forms some type of cartilage or whatever you want to call it, holds it in place. And when that happens, that if you want to put it back, cannot put it back, that's also possible. Because it's only possible if the majority of the leaves have this condition. If kosher. One of the things necessary for lulav to be kosher is that the shidra is covered with leaves. But if it is covered with leaves, even if the minority of the leaves are ripped out, it's still kosher.